This is a WVU student media podcast.
Welcome back, Mountaineers. A new hospital, a baseball sweep, and what to know about WVU's new alert system. I'm Sydney Wentz with another Monday in Morgantown. Let's get right into it. The WVU Medicine Cancer Institute will build a new cancer hospital as a part of its J.W. Ruby Memorial Hospital Complex in Morgantown, following a $50 million grant from the Hazel Ruby McQuain Charitable Trust on Tuesday, per a WVU Medicine release. To be officially named the Hazel Ruby McQuain Comprehensive Cancer Hospital of the WVU Cancer Institute, the new facility will offer inpatient and outpatient care through new inpatient surgical suites and rooms, procedural rooms, outpatient clinics, a pharmacy, dining services, and a flower and gift shop. Before development can begin, the WVU Health System and WVU Hospital's governing boards must grant some approvals, according to the release. This, along with other updates to the health system in preparation for the new hospital, should take place over the next several years. The new hospital will allow the Institute to provide care from all disciplines like surgical, medical, radiation, and allow for the expansion of research programs, the release says. The WVU Cancer Institute is seeking a National Cancer Institute designation, a process that could take 5 to 7 years to achieve. The state also provided a $50 million appropriation in June 2023 to aid the program in securing the designation. The gift was facilitated by the WVU Foundation, which manages private donations for the university and its affiliates. In sports news, the Mountaineer baseball team knocked off Kansas on Sunday afternoon by a score of 16-9 in Lawrence, Kansas, to earn the series sweep against the Jayhawks. The Mountaineers' 16 runs was the most they have scored this season. The win advances WVU to 19-12 overall and 8-4 in the Big 12. The Mountaineers are back in action on the road Wednesday, April 10th, against Marshall at the Jack Cook Field in Huntington, West Virginia at 6 p.m. Finally, the WVU Alert System is a three-tiered emergency communication system that notifies campus community members of incidents on campus and safety information via several channels. April Call, Executive Director of Communications, said the system's operation is guided by the Clery Act, a federal law that requires universities to report on-campus crime, among other provisions, according to its website. The WVU Clery Geography, a map of areas in Morgantown included under legislation's jurisdiction, determines if alerts will be sent to students based on an incident's location, according to Call. The regions included in the Clery Geography are campus properties and adjacent properties, which can be viewed on the WVU Safety and Wellness website. Because the map's guidelines and boundaries, some incidents around campus constitute an alert while others do not, Call said. She used North High Street as an example in her statement. The three tiers of the WVU alert, campus warning, and campus notice, ranked by level of awareness, active shooter alerts, extreme weather conditions, bomb threats, civil unrest or rioting, and hazardous material incidents, constitute a tier one WVU alert. According to the system's website, this alert is also the only tier that notifies those registered via text. The second tier of the alert system, campus warning, may include burglaries and robberies, motor vehicle theft, sexual and aggravated assault, arson, homicide, and hate crimes, according to the website. The third tier is community notice, which alerts students and faculty about non-urgent issues on campus, such as pedestrian safety or reminders of tobacco-free environments. These alerts allow the campus to be proactive about issues that may arise. Students are automatically enrolled and registered for the alert system upon their enrollment at the university. Call recommends that students update their contact information as needed in the student portal to ensure that they are receiving alerts. Campus community members are also encouraged to download the LiveSafe app, which issues alerts to students following emergency incidents near campus. To enroll in the WVU alert system or receive more information about the system, visit alert.wvu.edu. That is alert.wvu.edu. To read more on the stories covered today or any other stories from the DA, visit thedaonline.com. That's all for now, Mountaineers. Stay safe and healthy, and we will see you next week for another Monday in Morgantown. I need to shout out Cam Scott, Jules Ogden, and Samantha Smith for their excellent writing talent. Listen to Monday in Morgantown at thedaonline.com/podcast or wherever you stream podcasts.